Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q1 FY23 results conference call of Petronet LNG Limited, hosted by Emkay Global Financial Services Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions at the end of today's presentation. Should you need assistance during the conference, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Sabri Hazarika from Emkay Global Financial Services. Thank you, and over to you.
Yeah, good evening, everyone. On behalf of Emkay Global, I'm pleased to welcome you all to the Q1 FY23 post-earnings conference call of Petronet LNG Limited. We have with us the senior management of Petronet LNG, led by Mr. Vinod Mishra, Director of Finance, Mr. Rakesh Chawla, Group General Manager and President, Finance, Mr. Gyanendra Kumar Sharma, Chief General Manager and Vice President, Marketing, Mr. Debabrata Satpathy, General Manager, Finance and Accounts, Mr. Vivek Mittal, General Manager, Marketing, and Mr. Ashwani Agarwal, Manager, Finance. So today's session would be a brief on the results by the management, followed by the question and answer round. So without any further delay, now I would request Mr. Mishra to come up with the opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Sabri. Very good afternoon to all of you. So I'll start the major highlights. So this has been that our turnover has increased to 14,264 crore in this quarter, as compared to 11,160 crore in the previous quarter and 8,598 crore in the corresponding quarter. So there is a growth of around 66% in turnover as compared to corresponding quarter, and almost 28% as compared to the previous quarter. And apart from that, I'll just give the highlight, how has been the performance over the Dahej and Kochi terminal. So during the quarter, we have been able to achieve 196 TBTU in the Dahej terminal, as compared to 194 TBTU in the corresponding quarter of the previous year, and 178 TBTU in the previous quarter. So, if you look at, there has been a better performance as compared to previous quarter and also as compared to corresponding quarter. And total throughput in both the terminal has been, taken together, has been 280 TBTU, as against 209 TBTU in the corresponding quarter and 190 TBTU in the previous quarter. And if you look at the profitability, PBT has been 937 crore in the current quarter, as compared to 851 crore in the corresponding quarter and 984 crore in the previous quarter. And PAT has been reported at 701 crore in this quarter, as compared to 636 crore in the corresponding quarter and 750 crore in the previous quarter. So if you compare with the corresponding quarter, there has been growth of 10% in both PBT and PAT. And further, if you look at the performance, operational performance has been excellent as compared to previous quarter. But due to foreign exchange variation loss of 124 crore, it has been little bit less than previous quarter, but as compared to corresponding quarter, it is far, far better. So basically, you know that exchange rate was around 75.81 on the 31st of March 2022, as compared to 78.91 around this 30th June 2022. So there is a gap of 3.1 rupees. Because of that, there is a foreign exchange fluctuation loss of 124 crore, which is a notional loss. So basically, this is the reason it is little bit down, but otherwise, performance has been excellent. And this excellent performance has been possible despite high LNG prices, owing to optimization in our operation. Thank you very much. Now, house is open for the questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have a first question from the line of Probal Sen from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. Two questions. One was, Gail in their con call mentioned that Gazprom is unable to actually deliver on their commitment of volumes from the 2.8 MT contract that they have for import of LNG. Now, obviously, a major some portion of that was obviously flowing through our terminals. So what mitigation options would we have if Gail is unable to bring those volumes in terms of contractually, how are we placed with respect to this, you know, if these volumes don't actually come through or Gail is unable to sort of source any alternative sources?
So it's, you are right that there has been some trouble in Gazprom contract of Gail. But as far as we are concerned, there is a contract for use of Gail. And they have booked the capacity to the extent of 2.5 MMTPA. So that is based on use of a basis. So whatever volumes are there after agreeing in ADP, they will have to bring to that extent. Otherwise, there is a use of a clause. So that way, we are secure to that extent. But it's a overall, if you see, it's not a very good scenario that if somebody is defaulting. It's impacting the ultimate consumers because leave apart our terminal, it's the customer who is suffering. Because long-term gas, which is priced at $14-$15, and if you go to the spot market, it's $43, $44. So it's a big difference. So definitely, it's not good for the country. But as far as we are concerned, there is a commitment of usable charges. So far, Gail has been bringing cargo there. In time, there is not much of default. So I think they have enough resources available apart from Gazprom. Mm-hmm. Maybe from US portfolio, they may bring in cargoes. But we are secure because of our position as per contract of use-or-pay charges. So that way, we are secure.
Right. And the second question was, sir, after two quarters of softness, we have seen third-party regas volumes have picked up, you know, back to sort of normalized, near-normalized levels of, you know, 94-95
PBTUs. Hey, what are you asking?
Sir, regasification services or third-party regas volumes
right.
are 94 PBTUs for this quarter. If I'm
yeah, right.
Well, previous two quarters, they were at levels of 76, 78 or so. Any color you would like to draw on what has driven this improvement?
In last quarter, it was a little bit less, but now I think it has come. So if you compare with the corresponding quarter, it is 99.
Mm-hmm.
It right. is still not to that level, but it's a normal level. It should have come, but in last quarter, definitely it was less. Could be the reason for that.
Okay.
Now, because if you look at the terminal of Gail, Dabhol terminal, it was in operation fourth quarter. But right now it is not working. So, till October it will be our terminal which will be busy. So, maybe that will be the reason that.
It's every year like that.
It's every year, fourth quarter versus Q1 is always the difference.
So, Q1 and Q2 would be better for us.
Q1 and Q2 will be better because Dabhol is closed for this period.
Got it. One last question, sir. Last couple of quarters, we haven't had much in terms of the LNG retail opportunity which you sort of were developing. Any further developments you had in terms of the pilots you were running with IOCL or, you know, anything you can share with us?
Retail, you are talking about LNG stations, yes. You are talking in terms
LNG,
of?
Yeah.
We are going on as per the schedule and perhaps we are already associated with IOCL for 4 LNG dispensing stations. And we are going ahead and it's in the phase very likely to be installed shortly. And maybe in next 6 months you will see that it will be there. And one more station we have in fact placed the order for is likely to be commissioned with somebody else or maybe on our own. But 4 stations are definitely coming up. This year it will be there. Maybe in next 6 months you will see these are in operation.
Perfect, sir. If I have any more questions, I'll come back. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Maulik Patel from Equirus. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. So a couple of questions. One is that the RasGas volume, which we are sourcing, 8.5 million tons. If you look at the last 3 years on a calendar year basis, it is consistently below that number. So is that the
Sir, your voice is not there. Mr. Patel?
Hello?
Yes. Your voice was breaking. You may go ahead now.
RasGas is not supplying us a full 8.5 million ton of volume and probably supplying less?
No. It's not 8.5 million. It is 7.5 million tons. 1 million ton has been assigned to off-takers. Of course, that was part of the deal when we renegotiated the price with RasGas in 2015. And in that deal, it was agreed that we will take additional volume of 1 MMTPA and that was to be assigned to off-takers. Subsequently, so accordingly, as per the deal, we have assigned those one MMTPA to off-takers. So we have in our portfolio 7.5 MMTPA now.
Okay.
So that is the reason.
Is okay, got it.
Your voice is breaking again, Mr. Patel.
Hello.
Please continue.
Another question is on that you talked past about the petchem project and the biogas. Can you throw some light in what stage we are right now for these two projects?
Yeah. So first is petchem project. Petchem is we are in fact envisaging to have a plant which is called PDHPP plant. So that plant we are going to put up at Dahej. For that, we are still doing some feasibility because we have already done PFR and now we are in the process of getting DFR. So all these things will be analyzed and if there is a return of at least 16-17% IRR, then only we will go in for this kind of project because there has been huge crack in this particular product, polypropylene. So I think unless until we secure that we will be having some good IR, we will not undertake it. But DFR is still under process and perhaps we have to go in for some license selection process also while making DFR. So all those things are continuing but right now it is with the consultant for DFR preparation. And second one is CBG. And CBG, of course, there has been a challenge because CBG, we thought, will come in a big way. But right now, there has been certain handicaps which are preventing us from putting up those plants. Because when we tried to initiate the process to put up some 3-4 plants, CBG plants in Haryana, we found that it is not possible for Haryana government to allocate the land to us as per their policy. So they told us that they cannot give like this any land to us. So they have gone to the assembly again, they have to pass a bill to amend that policy. Then only they can allot us some land for CBG. So in fact, that is a big problem that we are facing. So we could not proceed much. Unless until we have land, we cannot put up any CBG plant. So that is not progressing well until unless until the Haryana government takes some decision on policy matters.
Mr. Patel?
Yeah.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah. I have just one last question, small question, if you allowed me to. Sir, how do you assess the situation of LNG demand in the country with respect to the upcoming Reliance MJ auction, which will be approximately 3 to 4 million ton of LNG demand that can be replaced? Your comments, sir.
Okay. I think if you look at the demand in the country, it's huge demand. But one thing is very clear that this demand is price sensitive. it's not possible to consume that gas at $40 or $50. So this is true that if some gas is coming domestically, it's good, but even beyond that, there is a huge appetite for consumption. But the price is a major problem, because price, once it is down, there is enough scope for that gas which Reliance is going to build or supply gas from, or through LNG route. Everything is possible. All LNG and this domestic gas can be consumed. But since LNG, spot LNG is very high, so that is causing a major problem for us. But otherwise, as of now, it is not going to impact, because long-term volumes are already there. It will continue like that. And in fact, we are also envisaging to have some long-term contract in future if we get at a good price. But at the same time, we are focusing on increasing this already RasGas contract, which is expiring 2028, to extend it beyond that. So all things are good, but I think Reliance Gas, which you are talking about, as of now, it will not have any impact, because if at all anything it will do, it could have replaced only this spot volume consumption, which is already less. So right now, if you see, there is a dearth of gas in the country. The people whosoever get it, they are lucky enough, they will get it, because nobody can afford to buy LNG at the current spot prices. Anything else you want to add?
Got it, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants are requested to press star and one on their phone to ask a question. We have our next question from the line of S. Ramesh from Nirmal Bang Equities. Please go ahead.
Good evening and thank you very much. Can you share the regasification margin you have earned in this quarter?
Regas revenue this quarter has been 537 crore.
537
crore. As compared to 463 crore in the previous quarter. And okay. As compared to 552 crore in the corresponding quarter.
Okay. Is there any inventory gain or trading gain in this quarter?
Yes, there has been inventory gain of 35 crores and trading gain of 104 crores.
Okay. So, can you explain why the other expenditure has gone up so much? Other than the FX loss, which I presume would have accounted there, what are the other components?
Sorry, this inventory gain, if you look at, I just told you, it's as compared to corresponding quarter, it is higher by 35 crores. But otherwise, if you look at standalone this quarter, it is 110 crores.
110 crores for
as compared to 75 crores in the corresponding quarter of previous year.
Okay.
So I just told you 35 crores. It is higher as compared to corresponding quarter by 35 crores. But
actually
it is 110 crores.
So can you explain why the other expenditure has gone up other than the impact of the FX loss?
This is 124 crore. I have just told you that foreign exchange loss is there. And in there, if you look at, it has been in total, including foreign exchange loss, 147 crore this quarter.
Okay. So if you look at the, a philosophical question about gas supply and what GAIL has, mentioned in terms of, reducing supplies to their contracted customers to the take-or-pay. So when you say you are having user-pay obligations, can't we have a situation where the off-takers, ask you to restrict your use, volume to the, brim of the user-pay, and wouldn't that imply some, risk of reduction in volumes for you even under the current, user-pay agreement?
Never. Don't compare the take-or-pay what they have. We have user-pay contracts for tolling services. So it is not concerned with their supply take-or-pay, which GAIL is not able to supply. It's their commitment to their customer. Our commitment is to our off-takers, to the extent they have booked the capacity. And it is very well conceptualized in the contract itself that if there is a shortfall in the committed quantity, then they will pay user-pay charges. So we have to see both the contracts in isolation. We cannot correlate all these two things.
Okay, understood. So in terms of the utilization of Kochi and the linked pipelines to Mangalore and the Kochi-Bangalore pipeline, when do you see the linked pipeline infrastructure getting completed? And what is the timeline now for increasing the capacity utilization in Kochi?
This is true that Bangalore line has to be in place very shortly. But again, there is an issue that around 250 kilometer stretch of from Coimbatore to Bangalore is remaining. So there have been, in fact, problems with the farmers in the state. But now we have come to know that the government has reached to some agreement with the farmer that whatever line is to be laid is to be laid along the highway. So it is not passing through the fields of farmers. So perhaps that will resolve the issue. But as far as the timeline is concerned, it may take at least 1 year. So GAIL is already in the process and they are trying to complete it. And today board meeting was held and they were CMD of GAIL has assured that they are doing it and they are hopeful that they will complete in time.
Okay, thank you very much and wish you all the best. I'll join the queue.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Vivekanand Subramanian from Ambit Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you very much for the opportunity. So my first question is on the LNG trading subsidiary that you have set up. So can you help us understand the plan that you have here and any update that you can provide on the gas sourcing that you are planning, given that you may have to sign a new contract before the RasGas gas contract expires? That's one. Secondly, you know, you were conducting studies, you know, pre-feasibility studies on the FSRU terminal in Gopalpur. Can you give us an update on that and also help us understand how much capex you will you are budgeting for the current and next year? Thank you.
Okay, so first question is regarding this RasGas contract, which is expiring 2028. So one thing is that already a task force has been formed and this particular task force is assigned with the work of extending the contract beyond 2028. And this task force is led by none other than MBL CEO of Petronet LNG Limited. And this task force consists of director level person from IOCL, GAIL, BPCL. So, in fact, it's a high-level task force, which is already in talks with the RasGas management. And we have to conclude this all agreement by December 2023. So, we have time till to December 2023 to conclude all the negotiation for extension of the contract with RasGas. So, that we are undertaking, because we have already formed a task force, first thing. Secondly, we are also envisaging to have a contract for at least 1 million tons on our own for various requirements, including small-scale LNG and our other customers who are there, like one of them is Opal. So we are thinking of having either with RasGas additional 1 MMTPA, 0.75 MMTPA, or with some other supplier, 1 MMTPA contract, apart from this 7.5 MMTPA contract of RasGas. So that is all we are thinking of, and first priority is to get the RasGas contract extended beyond 2028. So that is already in process. And second thing we have talked about is Gopalpur. So, of course, we are looking at FSRU terminal at Gopalpur, and we, in fact, have proceeded ahead, and negotiations with Gopalpur Port Trust have almost been concluded. And, in fact, we have got some assurance from Government of Orissa also for the terminal, because Gopalpur Trust has some lease for that port till 2036. So beyond that, also our terminal will continue. So we have got some assurance letter from Government of Orissa that our tender will continue even after the Gopalpur Trust may or may not be extended the lease for Gopalpur Port. So that kind of things are happening, and we in fact have negotiated many of the parts with many of contractual issues with the Gopalpur Port Trust. And in fact, we are now looking forward to have some kind of agreement, a definitive agreement, firm agreement, so that we can bind each other and let's go ahead in this direction. Overall, capex which is likely to happen in this will be around 1500 to 2000 crore in between, maybe 1700 crore, I think. So that is the capex, but opex will be very high because again we have to do some. We have to arrange some ship for this FSRU purpose. So that is again a challenge. We have to see where from we can get that ship so that we can have some facility for regasification on that. So this is all what is going on, but we are very serious about this project, and perhaps in next few months you will see some progress that we are already undertaking the project activities. But that part is going on. After entering into some this definitive agreement, we will seek approval of board for the capex for the commissioning of this FSRU terminal.
Okay, just a couple of follow-ups. You didn't touch upon the Singapore subsidiary for LNG trading and the plan there. And lastly, on the capex side, you know, the two tanks that you are constructing in the Dahej and the third jetty. Apart from that, is there any other project that you are working on for FY23 and 24?
Yeah, I was just discussing the Singapore entity first. I would like to discuss that entity, as you know, has already been formed on 7th March 2022. And we are now in process of looking for opportunities. But right now, the LNG price is so high, spot LNG, that trading through that arm is also is a challenge. So we had an objective of having some spot trading of cargo through that entity. But right now, it possible is not so good to have some spot LNG in our portfolio and supply it because demand is less. Price is of course high, but demand is not there in India. So we hope that as soon as these prices also stabilizes, they come down and these are affordable, then perhaps we can think of trading through that arm. But right now, we cannot think of any opportunity, and not even any opportunities coming up to us through that entity that we can do. But in future, we will do some spot cargo trading will be through this entity. So this is all just I want. And the capex you have just asked for. So first is our tank that is already in process, and we have a target of 1250 crores. And next is jetty also, for which we are going for seeking board approval. Board approval is there. We have to now go for awarding of the award. So all that board approval, administrative approval is there, but we have to process this PMC selection and other things for that purpose. So that is already going on. And third one is, in fact, expansion of the Dahej regasification terminal from 17.5 to 22.5 MMTPA. That is also in process, and the capex will be around 570 crore in total. So these are the projects which are being undertaken at the area, apart from this PASCAM in future, which will come up after DFR and other things are finalized. So this is what we have our plans for Dahej. And Gopalpur I have already discussed. So broadly, these are our CAPEX plan.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
We have our next question from the line of Mayank Maheshwari from Morgan Stanley. Please go ahead.
So thank you for doing the call. Just one question I had was on this LNG sourcing on the long term. You talked about RasGas and the high-level committee that has been formed. Can you just talk a bit about what you are seeing apart from Qatar in terms of gas sourcing? Because a lot of your Asian peers in China, Thailand, etc., have already signed long-term contracts with the likes of Cheniere, etc. So what has been India's strategy around it? If you can just give us some color around that.
It's actually this particular time is not good for long-term sourcing also because right now price being so higher in the spot market, if you go for any long-term contract, it comes at a very high slope. So we are waiting for some time because if prices come down, then we can think of having a good long-term contract. But right now everybody will ask a slope which is very high because everybody is seeing that price, the LNG spot price is at $43, $44. So at this price, if you go in the market, even for the long-term contract, you'll find that slope will be very high. So we are looking forward to some opportunities, but of course, that is preventing us from talking too much to the dealers because it is in huge demand. You know, European countries are after LNG now. They are ready to buy at any price. So that is, in fact, vitiating the market. We are finding it difficult to even search for the good suppliers. So we are hoping that once this Ukraine-Russia war is over and it is market stabilizes and it becomes reasonable price in the range of $15-$18, then we can think of, in fact, going for this too much. But right now we are focusing on RasGas. So this is how we are proceeding. But if you ask me whether we are looking forward, it's not prudent to go at this stage at very high slope because in future prices will definitely come down. At this point of time, if you go for a long-term contract, you will in fact enter into a contract which is very high priced. And in future, it will be difficult to in fact sell that LNG. So we are waiting for right environment. When the prices of LNG, spot LNG come down, then perhaps that will be the right atmosphere. And we are hopeful that next year it will be there. And hopefully we will then negotiate a good contract.
Got it, sir. And but the thinking is still about linking to oil, not linking to Henry Hub, which you have recently seen as contracts with fixed tolling fee and all those things. That's not something that you are kind of thinking about right now as well.
Everything is open. We are not saying we are against any indices. So whatever it could be, because it's a part of negotiation, we may fix some 50% on, say, gas indices or 50% on crude base. So like that, it might be a hybrid of that kind of indices. But of course, anything we cannot say right now because nothing is there on table. So we have to see how it shapes in future. So right now, it is difficult to comment, but it could be either way. Because if you look crude link contract, Indian consumers are habitual to this crude link contract. Even if GAIL is buying in Henry Hub, nobody is interested in Henry Hub contract. So that is all again a question mark because we are habitual to having this crude link indexes rather than gas-based. But of course, in future, customers may also change and then they may agree to Henry Hub-based contract also. But we are open to it. It's not a big question, but the right kind of pricing is a big issue. So that we have to look at.
Very clear, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Kishan Mundhra from Antique Research. Please go ahead. Mr. Kishan Mundhra? Can you please check if your audio is mute? We'll move on to the next question from Mr. Nitin Tiwari from Yes Securities. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Thanks for the opportunity and thanks for having this call. So my first question is actually a bookkeeping one. So how much of the Gorgon volume did we bring to the age in this quarter?
How much is that? Okay.
The next question is actually related to this only. So we had guided some time back that utilization at Kochi terminal would start picking up, but it remains like, you know, in between about 15% to 20% hasn't eased up, and we continue to get basically Gorgon volume back up at the edge. So if you can help us understand that why the utilization at Kochi remains stagnant and what is the road forward for Kochi. And also, like, you know, if you can confirm the Kochi regas tariff that we are charging at this moment.
The first question is why utilization level has not increased. So it's very right question you have asked. I will explain it. So if you look at last year, when it was Kochi-Mangalore pipeline was commissioned, so we were hopeful that utilization level will be at least 30-35%. And in fact, we have reached up to the level of 28%-29% at one point of time. But after that, this LNG price surge has created a havoc, and we are not able to sell LNG because spot market has gone so high that our major consumers like MRPL, CFL, OMPL, they are not able to afford this price. So major reason is price that we are not able to utilize our terminal. And when the prices will come down, definitely all these consumers, including MRPL, OMPL, MCFL, they will consume more gas. But at this price, they have switched to some alternate fuel. They are not interested in using gas. So this is a major reason why utilization level is low. But once prices will stabilize, it will come down and affordable, then certainly these consumers will start taking gas and then it will increase. So first part is, and then next part is the Kochi-Bangalore connectivity. So that I have just explained that there is a section from Coimbatore to Bangalore which is still to be commissioned. Around 250-kilometer pipeline. So once that is commissioned, then it will be connected to national gas grid, and then perhaps consumption may pick up, because then we can swap the volume from Kochi terminal to anywhere in India. But unless until this is connected to this national gas grid, it is not possible to swap the volumes.
Understood, sir. And so the Kochi tariff that we are charging is around
81.03. This is the tariff per MMBTU.
Understood. And lastly, if I may question one more. So we discussed the LNG prices that, you know, a fair bit in the call today. So would it be fair to assume that if the current LNG price environment continues and with RIO's gas coming up in third quarter this year, so we might, like, you know, be perhaps be at a lower utilization level than we had in March this year, in the next, I mean, in post quarter of FY23. So any thoughts on that?
It's not like that. We are utilizing, you know, what is the utilization level of Dahej? It is 87% is still running. LNG price, spot LNG price, very high. Still, we are able to utilize 87% of our capacity, which is not less in such a difficult and turbulent market. So if you compare with Q1 of the corresponding quarter, it is 1% higher, 86 versus 87. But fourth quarter has been a little bit low in the previous quarter. But of course, we are hopeful that this level of utilization will continue throughout the year. Even today, it is 87%.
Right. No, so why I mentioned that is because in the March quarter we saw, like, you know, LNG prices touching the highs, and that impacted utilization. Plus that is the time when Dabhol terminal is actually also operational. So if we put all these factors together, the high LNG spot LNG prices, which reduces the demand, and then RIO's gas coming in and Dabhol being operational, So if all these things come together, is there a possibility of a lower utilization? That was what I wanted to understand. So how do you see it?
No, it is not likely to be, because if you look at the last quarter also, maybe that it was utilized only to the extent of 78%, 79 TBTU. But 78%. But still, we have this use of pay clause, so we have in fact invoiced them this use of pay charges, whosoever was not able to meet the commitment. So it is not that our bottom line is affected. But of course, utilization was less, no doubt. But that, of course, we hope that will not be there this year, because whatever consumption is there is committed by all the off-takers in the beginning in the form of ADP. So that they have to meet. Otherwise, there is a use-pay charges kind of thing. But we are hopeful that this level of utilization of 87% will continue throughout the year.
Understood. Thanks for taking my question. That's all from my.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Hemal, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. I'm sorry, I just have one basic question. When we took at the gross margin for this quarter versus last quarter, and I'm sure there are multiple things, the margins have declined, right? What would be the reason for that?
Yes, So how much is the margin last year and this year? So last year gross margin you are asking, can you repeat your question please?
Yes sir, if you compare quarter on quarter or even last year quarter to this year, year on year, gross margins have come down. Quarter on quarter I was seeing was 250 odd bips, and from last year also it's down. So I just wanted to know what is the reason for that?
Last quarter the trading margin was
Trading margin was higher in the last quarter, so that was the major reason. But of course, this quarter there is not that much of trading margin.
So going forward for the rest of the year, given the conditions that we are in at the gas price, if we consider the market conditions to be the same, do we consider the same gross margin rate for next quarters going forward?
Yes. I think this will continue, and we will not be lagging behind. If you look overall performance, we are able to give a good result. You see, last year also there was a lot of less means cargoes coming in, but still we are able to maintain the profitability, even go at least 10-20% higher, 10-15%. This year also that trend will continue, because when there is a when we see that there is a condition which is not conducive to our business, then certainly we make more efforts towards something else to optimize, and then to have more LNG to optimization and sell it in the market and earn the trading margin. This we have done last year. We have done a trading of almost 1700 crore last year, and that too, and we had the trading margin of almost 858 crores. So those optimization come in time, but of course we have to see how opportunity come to us, and then we do accordingly. But of course we will not be lagging behind the margins in the next quarters and maybe throughout the year.
Okay, sir. Thank you. That's the only question. The
company is performing very well in spite of the adverse circumstances.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Ankur Agrawal from Philip Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Just two questions from my side, one being a follow-up from previous participant's question. You mentioned that the Kochi terminal utilization levels are low because of high gas prices, particularly spot gas prices. But wouldn't the Gorgon volumes be coming under the long-term contract? They would probably be still available at a reasonable price. If you could provide some clarity on that.
The Gorgon contract is already committed to the off-takers. So it is in fact taken by off-takers either at Dahej or at Kochi. So we are not having too much of customers in Kochi. So two off-takers are bringing their volume to Dahej also. So I think in future when the there will be right atmosphere, prices will be reasonable and affordable, then this entire Kochi volume, Gorgon volume will go to Kochi only. But right now because of pipeline connectivity to Bangalore and other things, it is not possible to ship that volume there. But one thing is very clear that customers in that region do not have that long-term contract. So that's a big difficulty. So they are dependent on spot volumes only. So this long-term volume cannot be given to customers who don't have, who have not tied up with the off-takers. So that's why I'm saying that whatever customers are available in that region, they will start taking gas when the prices will be reasonable and affordable. So we are hopeful that this will come, because this prices cannot continue at such level all the time. They have to come down. It's only the time that maybe not this year, next year definitely they will come down. It cannot remain at this level, because if you look at the trading at this level, not much of trading is happening, but because of panicking in Europe, it is causing such price rise. But we are hopeful that this will normalize and next year hopefully prices will be down. And then Kochi terminal will be utilized, because then customer may start taking gas.
Okay. Thank you. Another question was that you mentioned right now slopes being negotiated are on the higher side. If you could provide some color, if you have some insight into what kind of slopes are we talking about through these negotiations that probably some Asian buyers have tied into contracts. So any color on that, what we are looking at in terms of the percentage slopes linked to Brent contracts?
These things are not to be discussed, but the only thing is this is very high as compared to our existing slope. So once any contract which is having a slope of more than 18% of crude, that is not affordable. That much I can say. So you can say that if you compare crude and gas, it should not be more than 18% of the crude size. If it is higher than that then there is no logic of taking gas.
Right.
So, but that's what I want to explain, that more than 18%, we can equate gas to oil at 18% slope, maximum. So that is also on the higher side. But beyond that, it is unaffordable.
Right. Makes sense, sir. Just one last bookkeeping question, sir. You mentioned that there was a Forex loss of 124 crores during the quarter, which was booked in the other expenses. So excluding that, sequentially, there is a drop in the other expenses. Is there any particular reason for that? Other expenses were lower if I were to exclude this Forex loss.
So Gabriel will apply to your question.
Yeah, if you see the last quarter and the corresponding quarter, in the corresponding quarter also there was a loss of 35 crores in the other expenses, and in the last quarter it's around 60 crores. So if you take out these from the other expenses, I think it should be more or less in line.
Okay. Oh, thank you, sir. That's it from my side.
Thank you. We have a last question from the line of Samaya V from Spark Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity, sir. I mean, you did mention about the projects, you know, that you envisage for the next few years. What would be the annual CAPEX run rate, maybe this year and next year, if you could say, help us with that?
CAPEX this year and next year?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you look at the projects we are undertaking, this tanks work is already going on. And this is likely to be completed by 2024, beginning almost. So maybe in next 2 years we have to spend 1250 crores. So 600 crore each year you can take roughly.
So this will be with respect to
1250 crore this year.
Tanks, right? I mean, what at a company level for the other projects also taking, I mean, the jetty expansion or the Dahej expansion. So in total at a company level, what will be the annual CAPEX?
CAPEX, if you look at, we have planned almost 1200 crore CAPEX we have planned this year as per budget. So this year 1200, so maybe same, at least you can consider next year, maybe more, because jetty will come next year after tank, and the Dahej expansion, which is costing around 570 crore, that will come up by 2024 and maximum. So you look at it spread over 2-3 years, these are the expenditures. And apart from that, if petrochemical comes, then it will take, also will be there, but that we cannot envisage right now how much it will be year on year basis. But
got it, sir. Sir, one on the FSRU, what is the expected you know, a timeline for the project in terms of completion, and what would be the capacity? And also one thing with respect to the FSRU, generally you do a feasibility study in terms of demand, and what is the kind of back-to-back contracts or, you know, minimum offtake that you're looking for before you, you know, start on this?
It's a FSRU terminal we are proposing of 3 to 4 MMTPA, and in fact CAPEX I have already discussed, is it 1500 to 1700 crores. But only thing you are saying back-to-back contract. So, of course, we will try to have some, at least to whatever possible, 30%, 40% some backup for back-to-back. But we cannot say that it should be 100% tie-up. It is not possible nowadays. And we will take that if at all 30-40% is secured, that is good enough. And we will go ahead with this proposition, because demand in any case will be very high. If price is good, demand is likely to remain high. For our own projects of SSLNG, small scale energy, we can have some kind of this consumption. And apart from that, industry is likely to come once this entire pipeline, this Jagdishpur, Haldia, Dhamra, Bokaro pipeline is commissioned. Then we will have more opportunities for our terminal. And we are hopeful that this will be a good opportunity. Initially, if 30-40% is also used, that is good enough.
Understood. So one last question, if I may. So the current tariff at Dahej and this 5% annual escalation clause that we have, so has this been implemented every year so far? And in terms of, you know, continuing to implement this, do we see at some point in time the prices, you know, at a certain level from a competition intensity standpoint, we might have to, you know, think about this 5% escalation clause? Thanks.
Escalation is there as per contract, 5%. We are already doing it. Right now it is 57.05 rupees per MMBTU. So I think this is as per the contract, and uniformly it will continue to be so. I don't think there is any challenge coming from anybody. And this is a tariff which is being charged by all the terminals in which are there. In fact, Dahej has become the benchmark for others. So I don't see any challenge as such of this 5% hike every year. That's all. I think anything specific you are asking, I don't know, but this will continue to be so.
Got it, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. I now hand over the call to the management team for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much, all of you. And in fact, I would like to thank all of you for reposing faith in us. And in fact, our management will continue to strive to increase the bottom line from quarter to quarter, year on year basis, and will do all efforts that the company grows like anything. And in fact, you have seen last year also that we have shown our commitment towards higher profits, and it has been a difficult time, no doubt, for the entire energy industry, but we are able to maintain our profitability in all the situations so far we have faced. And this quarter also, we have performed very well. If you compare with last quarter also, it is better, but only thing, you see that India's loss, the foreign exchange loss of 124 crore has caused us some loss as compared to previous quarter. But if you add that, which is a notional kind of loss, you'll find that it is in the range of 800 crore almost. If you look at 124 crore of forex loss. So truly speaking, we are doing the best to maintain our, to maintain and increase the profitability and bottom line, and to just increase the faith of the investors on us. And we are very confident that all of you will repose faith in company. And we are 100% sure that kind of business model we are having, and there should not be any concern for any investors, because we are protected in such a way that it is very difficult to, in fact, go in loss, because we are not taking too much of risk. So again, I will thank all of you for being here, and we hope we'll continue to grow like this in future as well. Thank you very much.
Thank you. On behalf of Emkay Global Financial Services, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you.